39 arrested for attempted murder after London stabbing. By Victoria Friedman on December 31, 2018. 39 people have been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder after a man was stabbed in West London on New Year's Eve. London Metropolitan Police were called to an address on Fulham Palace Road, Hammersmith, at 1 a.m. on December 31 after reports of a stabbing. Police and the ambulance service responded, finding a man in his 30s suffering from life-threatening injuries and transported him to hospital. A large number of suspects were arrested at a nearby address and were taken to several police stations for processing. In a statement, Scotland Yard said, officers in Loss, London Ambulance Service, attended. A man, believed to be in his 30s, was found with stab injuries. He was treated at the scene by officers and paramedics and then taken to hospital. His injuries have been assessed as life-threatening. A total of 39 people were arrested at a property near the scene on suspicion of attempted murder. They have been taken into custody. This is the third incident of serious violent crime in the city to take place over the Christmas period, following two acid attacks last week. Both attacks occurred on the 27th in different parts of the city. The first happened in the small hours of Thursday morning when a man in Stoke Newington, Hackney, northeast London, had a corrosive substance thrown in his face. Another man had ammonia thrown at him in Tower Hamlets, East London, on Thursday evening. Both men were treated in hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. No arrests had been made in either attack. In October, Breitbart London reported that under the leadership of Labour Mayor Sadiq Khan, London had hit its highest ever level of knife crime, increasing by 15% to 14,987 blade offences in a one-year period, representing 38% of all knife crimes across England and Wales and averaging 41 crimes involving a blade every day. Last month, the left-wing mayor, who devotes resources to fighting online hate crime and millions for green projects while alleging that the rise in crime across London is the fault of the Conservative government, said it could take 10 years to contain London's knife crime epidemic.